This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Candy.
And me, Stephen Lang. Welcome to Access All Areas.
It's FUBAR Radio, folks.
It's FUBAR Radio, and we are kicking off with Kylie.
We are. We're kicking off with Candy, Kylie, and a bit of Stevie. How are you?
I'm all right, Bez. How are you? You've had a busy day.
Oh,
you're
busy
on Loose Women today.
On Loose Women. I love Loose Women. Oh, my God.
Is that your first time on there?
There's been so many opportunities to go on, and I couldn't do it, or timings, whatever. And I was so happy because I was with one of my besties, Denise Welsh. Mm-hmm. And Andrea was there, and lovely Brenda Edwards, who I adore. But I was always scared of Janet Street Porter, and I was on with her.
That's quite understandable. What was she like?
Well, I'm going to be honest. Before the show, I won't say who, but someone said, "Watch out for Janet." So I said, "Oh, why?"
She doesn't suffer fools, Lizzie.
She doesn't suffer fools. You're probably too glamorous, wearing too much makeup. She'll probably hate you, and she can be a bit of a dragon. I said, "Janet Street Porter's a dragon." She went, "Yes, good luck," and left me
get
in the
on
green
it,
room.
Get on it.
So I thought, "Oh no, you know, you're just about to go on air," And I couldn't have met a more lovely, kind lady.
Really?
I love Janet Street Porter.
What was she saying to you? Because I had it on at work, but I couldn't quite hear it all.
No, she was just funny because I was there talking about my new book, Tales from the Red Carpet, out now on Amazon. And I was talking about the book and the funny stories. And she just was genuinely interested, lovely. Janet was asking because I talked about my Mickey Rourke story when we had to escape from the Paps.
Oh yes, that was it. I heard this bit. She was saying about how she once had to.
And she was in the boot. So I said I wanted to know what it was actually like being in the boot, because when I let Mickey out of the boot, he just jumped out like nothing was wrong, and he just went, "Yeah, good night." You know, that's why he's Hollywood box office. He just didn't care.
Yeah.
So I said, "Well, what was it like in the boot?" And she said, "Oh, it's very claustrophobic."
She's quite tall as well, yeah. Isn't she?
And I was so glad because I was going to wear yellow, and she was wearing yellow.
Oof.
But I love Janet Street Porter. I want her to be my new best friend.
Who would have ever thought it?
I know. I really liked her.
I can't see you out on the lash on the town, though.
Oh, I can.
Do you think?
Yeah, she loves it. I think she likes a good time.
Do you?
Loves to colour lipstick. She's wearing the colours, wow. I love. Funny, witty, clever, kind. She was interesting, very nice.
I think she does. She is. I mean, she's clearly into showbiz, isn't she?
Yeah.
And you are Miss Showbiz. So.
I am Miss Showbiz. And I loved the fact that I really taught me a lesson, and not to listen to other people and not to judge, because, you know, just before I went on air, she went, "Oh, yeah, she is a dragon." Just before I went on air, I was like, "Oh, great." Thanks.
Really stealing yourself.
Okay.
And then you've been also doing some international.
Yeah,
press.
New Zealand, Australian TV Sunrise, Channel 7, which is quite a big
show
out there.
Yeah, it's like This Morning in Australia, isn't it?
It is the This Morning, yeah. And I had friends out in Australia going, "Lizzie, we woke up to you this morning." Talking about Meghan Markle.
Yeah, people are loving the Meghan Markle story, aren't they?
Well, apparently, over in Australia, they are obsessed by her, mm-hmm. and the royals, and they just cannot get enough of it. And it was such a great fun show because obviously I'm doing it from a live link, but I'm listening and watching it all going on, sitting in this with a backdrop, but pretending I'm like behind Big Ben. And it was
very news reporting.
It was very news reporting, but it was really good fun. And what a great show that is!
Really,
yeah.
And then you were doing New Zealand today.
Oh, but I have
Hollywood next.
Hollywood, baby. But yeah, and then it hasn't stopped. It's the roller coaster of promoting a book. But I am.
It's good. People want to talk about it.
Well, it's great. People want to talk about it. I hope they're buying it.
Well, as you told me off earlier, because I haven't yet.
You haven't bought it.
And there's
it.
A picture of me in it.
You have to buy it. I'm afraid I would give you one, but they've all gone.
I will purchase.
Well, the book I had
I can afford it.
For Loose Women, I had to nick off my friend who's going on holiday tomorrow. He bought it for holiday and it's signed out. I said, "I'll bring it back tonight." She's texting me going, "You are bringing this book back, aren't you?"
I've spent $17.99
exactly.
on this.
Exactly. Come on.
What else have you been doing this week?
Well, mainly book promotions, I've got to say. But I did open the, went to the Ivy opening in Cobham, which is my
Ooh.
Little local. Very nice.
Lovely.
Lots of nice things, actually. But I've been, honestly, busy. Did Jeremy Vine show, who's, I love Jeremy Vine.
He's a sweet man.
He's one of my favourite men, next to Eamon Holmes. It was so fun. But then he was obviously bringing up bits of the book that I didn't think he'd ask.
Danny Cipriani.
Well, Danny Cipriani,
what do
yes.
you don't think he'd ask? You wrote it in a book, Lizzie. Of course people are going to ask.
But look.
You're looking at me like, what are you talking about? You're
the
ridiculous.
The fact is, Danny and I have kept... And he have kept a secret for a long time. The only reason
it's not a secret anymore.
The press found out about it and going to leak it. And the publishers are like saying, "Can you imagine if you don't mention it and then it comes out after? It will come out after the book, and they'll say, 'Why haven't you been honest?'" Mm-hmm. Oh, there he is now.
Oh, there he is, Colin.
Sorry, Danny. So I literally had, I didn't really have much of a choice in the matter. But he did really help me through a dark time. I was in a really bad way after my marriage.
He does help a lot of ladies through dark times.
Yeah, I probably was pretty vulnerable and down, but he certainly cheered me up. I don't know what else to say.
What more can you want from a relationship?
I have nothing but nice things to say. It isn't a kiss and tell book.
Which is a shame.
I'm sorry, but it's a fun-filled...
The things you've told me off air before would make great reading.
But this is a fun-filled, funny book full of laughter, and it will make you feel good after.
Well, I was reading a little bit downstairs while you were off having some pictures taken, and I have to say, it does seem very entertaining, so I can't wait to get hold of it.
Oh, thank you, Steve. Oh, yeah, please buy a copy. Your picture is in it. Please tell all your family.
I will. I'm sure my mum will buy it for me for
yes.
Christmas. Yeah, cool. So we have a show to get on with. Regardless.
We do have a show. And we've got amazing guests as well today.
Yeah,
I'm
we
so
have
excited.
The absolutely lovely Suzanne Shaw, who we just met outside.
I mean, I loved Hearsay. I absolutely loved Hearsay.
It was a little while ago now.
I know, but I remember they, when they came together. And
I do as well. It was big.
She was my favourite, not Mylene. Sorry, Mylene, if you're listening, but Susanna's always, you know, she very talented singers.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And she went on to do great things on Emmerdale. She's Dancing
on Ice.
So lots to talk about. And then we also have Love Island's Tina from Series 2.
Yeah, I mean, Love Island, have you had a chance to watch it?
I watched the first episode. You know me, I'm a bit funny with Love Island. It's not my favourite programme. And I try every year to get into it. But then last night I was running a 5K for charity.
In fact, my friend saw you there.
Oh, really?
The makeup artist at Loose Women.
Oh, yes, she did, Helen. She did, yeah. Yeah, I was talking to her. She was queuing up to get some glitter on.
Of course.
And the night before I was out at an event, so I haven't caught up, and already everyone at work's like, this is happening, and I'm totally out of the loop already, having only watched the first episode. Yeah, and I feel this is the problem. Yeah. You have to dedicate your time to it.
You do, it's a dedication. But I did hear that Caroline Flack isn't too happy with Kelly Brook, because Kelly Brook said, oh, you're copying me.
You're stealing my career, didn't
you? Trying to steal my career, doing Danny and doing Love Island. I forgot Kelly did Love Island. Why didn't that continue? Did it only last for one series, didn't it?
It did. They did two series of Celebrity Love Island, and I think she was the host on the second series.
Yeah, it didn't
And it
work.
Was kind of off the back of when she was doing, like, was it Big Breakfast and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
But it didn't really pick up the show, you
no.
see?
No. I think, if I remember rightly, Brendan Cole...
No, it was the comedian, I think. Patrick
Kielty.
Kielty, that's it.
Yeah, but Brendan Cole was like one of the celebrities and stuff. It was quite...
I think it was Callum Best.
Callum Best. He does all of those.
Sophie Anderton, if
yeah,
I remember.
Exactly, yeah. She was taking the mick out of her, wasn't she, basically saying you're copying everything I do.
I won't want to get on the wrong side of Caroline Flack, let me tell you.
Really, do you think?
Well, I might at the minute with what's going on in the press.
Oh yeah, because she had a little fling with Danny Cipriani, didn't she?
She's not still, is.
Oh, well, she's refusing to talk about it and saying she's definitely single in all the press interviews I've read.
Interesting.
Not true? What are you saying?
Silence
Lizzie?
Is golden, golden.
It tells a thousand stories, that silence.
Well, I listen, we're doing tracks, old school tracks, because I'm in that sort of mood, because the sun is shining and it's like old summer groove.
Okay.
I hope the barbecues are getting ready, because we're going to have a lovely weekend ahead. About time we had some sunshine and fun.
Well, speaking of sunshine, I mean, I don't know which one of our producers put this on the list today. Bit of Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves.
One of my faves.
You into that?
Yeah.
And then we'll get Suzanne in the studio. Woo.
I just can't wait till the day when you knock.
I love that song. Gets you in the mood for summer and fun.
I know, and it's going to pee down all tomorrow.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Sorry about it.
You are kidding.
I'm just bringing you the weather, like I've not got a younger Michael Fish.
I've not got an anorak.
Could be nice this weekend, though.
Oh, good. Please. But the sun is shining in the studio.
It is, because we have the lovely, gorgeous Suzanne Shaw with us. Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good. And we're so happy to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
All
tan, beautiful, blue-eyed, blonde.
Well, I've just been away. I've been in Estepona for a week.
Gorgeous.
Sunning myself there.
Sunny southern Spain.
Gorgeous. It was absolutely amazing.
You're relaxed and chilled.
Yeah, I do. And then you get back to reality and you've got the school run.
I was going to say, was it a family holiday?
Yeah,
family holiday. So not that relaxing when you've got two young kids.
Actually, it's not, is it? You're arguing all the time.
You're up really early.
The airport run is the most hideous thing you can do.
Oh, yeah.
The airport, I lose my crap in the airport. I don't know what it is. It's like, I've just got the kids around.
And
even the husband is like, for God's sake, why can you not just put one foot in front of the other?
Yes.
I just suddenly unable to work.
I remember those days. And I used to take turns. Your turn to have them now. I need to, no. I had them, you've got, they want you. And I'm like, no, I'm on holiday.
Mummy.
Oh,
what?
It's just like,
yeah.
It's kind of, yeah.
So not that relaxing.
So I'm really stressed. Yeah. I need a holiday.
Yeah, I was going to say, bars or wine, please, quick.
You look very refreshed considering.
Thank you.
You look good. Yes. You're looking good.
Thank you very much.
But, Suzanne, your career has been phenomenal when we look back, because obviously Hearsay, I was just saying, you know, I absolutely adored that band. I really did. How did it all come about for those that maybe don't know?
Well, obviously it was the very first of its kind of the reality TV shows. So the first X Factor, but called Pop Stars, and you know, got put a band together. And I remember auditioning for it, and I remember Nigel Lithgow saying, "There's going to be five people in this band. They're going to live in a house. They're going to get a record deal. Their lives are going to change."
Like, and Spice Girls,
yeah. And I genuinely sat there going, "Wow, what lucky five people these are going to be!" Not for a second thinking that I was going to be in the band. Then I was in the band, and then, yeah, that's the rest is history, really.
Were you before Pop Idol? So you were before Will Young?
We were the first.
Right,
I remember it so well, because I was glued to it. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow. And it was funny seeing all the dramas as well that went along with it, Mylene. I remember there was quite a scene with her. I think it was to do with her weight.
I think, it was Kim. But they were making a TV show and there had to be drama. And also, we didn't know how it was going to pan out, whether anybody would watch it at all. Now we know the format. Now we know people are going to watch it. Now they know that the public are going to get behind them. Now they know that you have to go in with the story about your life and where you come from. And
whereas then I guess it was all a bit fly by the seat of your pants and hope for the best.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, was it scary to be thrown in there and then you suddenly be so recognised and famous and everyone, knowing who you were?
It doesn't seem like my life. Yeah. Though it's such a long time ago, you know, we're talking 20 years next year.
I know, that is insane.
This is insane. 20 years, I feel very old.
But that is also proves the staying power that that you could get back then doing a reality show, which you just can't get these days.
No, but you know, it's funny because really we were only together as a band for a tomato season. You know,
it wasn't long.
Really? Is it that? Is it that
they
short
churned
time?
Out, you know, four or five hits with us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
in that short amount of time, we were together for 2 years. So we weren't together for long, and I've been in shows longer than that now.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to think it was even a part of my life.
Yeah.
But what an amazing time! What an amazing thing to be able to tell, like. My children, my son's thoroughly embarrassed about it. My eldest one, who's 14.
These little ones dream of that, don't they? To be a star and be spotted and be in a TV show in a band.
But now they don't want to be in a band. They want to be a YouTuber.
Yes. There was a survey out today that said that kids now they would rather be a YouTuber than a pop star.
Well, my eldest is coming up to start in his GCSEs, so he's in his final 2 years of school.
Blimey.
And when he left primary school, we went through the entire book of what the kids wanted to be, and I would say 95% of them said YouTubers. I am not joking. I was just like, what? But what doing as a YouTuber, though?
Yeah, what's why?
Unboxing. Isn't that very popular?
Standing
unboxing things.
Yeah.
That's incredible, isn't it? I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Can I ask, are you still in touch with the band? Are you still friends with Kim and Miley?
Noel and I speak all the time. We're like,
he was just in Years and Years, wasn't he, on BBC? I saw that.
He slept with a robot.
And it's really good. If you haven't seen it, check it out.
It's a brilliant TV series. Do you know, Noel's doing so well. He was in Ordinary Lies. He's in Years and Years. You know, big dramas, meaty dramas. And he's going into School of Rock in the West End in a few weeks.
Amazing.
Wow. He's doing so well.
He's an adorable person. Yeah. I think I saw him at Dancing on, what was it? It was the X Factor. It was one of them. And we were in the green room. And he came over, big smile. He's such a friendly, lovely guy. And always from the start, like you are, fame never changed you. Always really sweet.
I mean, we just really, you know, enjoy our time. We're just normal people, you know. It isn't, you know.
It's lovely to see.
But yeah, it just... like anything, like I said, we weren't together in a band that long, and when we see each other, it's like it was yesterday. And you know,
you're friendly.
Absolutely.
It's like any job, I guess.
But it's hard because
people assume in a band that
nine times out of ten speak more on DM on Instagram rather on texting each other. It's weird because you'll see a post and you'll just go straight to DMing somebody.
That's what I always do. Someone said, "Why do you keep DMing me? Just text." I'm like, "Oh no, sorry."
Because you see the picture and then you do it.
You forget.
I mean, a lot of friends of mine that are in the business get quite upset if the other members of the band are doing well. Now, was there any of that rivalry with you, Kim and Mylin? Because Mylin had her stage where there was not much happening when Kim was on Coronation Street. You yourself, Dancing on Ice.
I think, you know, you all grow up in the industry, but it's like loads of things. There's so many people I went to dance school with who are in the industry that it's just so great to celebrate their success. And I think Mylene's done absolutely amazing, you know, to have the clothes ranges that she has, the whole mother care ranges, the baby Kate is fantastic. Kim's just about to leave Coronation Street and go into a fantastic musical, Elf. You know, I just look at them and I think you're doing so well. Danny's doing brilliant with his band. Noel's doing fantastic in Years and Years. You know, there's space for a lot of people out there. So no reason, just because you're cut from the same cloth, that you should be at battle with each other.
Mm-hmm. So really, hearsay was a good stepping stone for...
Yeah, I would always sign that contract, you know, even years down the line, you know. It's such a great opportunity. Mm-hmm. You know, I adored being in the industry and I loved, you know, performing, and it's been such a massive part of my life that, you know, I'll never change. And now I'm in a different stage of my life where I've run my own business and we do, you know, production and events and artist management, and you know, it's going so well that I just enjoy taking the back seat and saying to everybody else, you go out there and, you know, you do pictures and you get on that red carpet.
Red carpet.
And of course you did Emmerdale as well for a while. What was that amazing
experience. It's brilliant, you know, walking out onto the Emmerdale set for the first time in the village. You just think, I have grown up with this TV show. And now I'm actually in the village itself. It was a fantastic time.
It's quite hardcore, those soaps, isn't it? Like work schedule.
It's probably one of the hardest schedules I've worked on, because you're churning out five episodes a week. You know, if you're in a major storyline, you are sleeping little.
I mean, how does that help your love life in a way? When relationships, it must be
so tough. It's really tough. Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's not easy on the love life. You know, you're working all the time and you get so enthralled with storylines. So if you're in a dramatic storyline where you are crying on screen all the time, you can't help but take that home with you. You know, you can't just suddenly snap out of that emotion and be like, oh, I feel absolutely fine now. You're actually invested in that emotion on set, doing 12 hours feeling that way. You know, you come home feeling miserable and it's really hard work, and then you go home and what people don't know is you're filing your scenes for the next day and learning your script for the next day, because you don't have time to learn. You know, the quickest, it's like 24 hours ahead.
Wow.
You learn your lines for the next day, so if not in the makeup room.
Did you get your training? Where did you start from? Because a lot of listeners who want to do acting or be in a band, well, I mean, how do they start?
I started at the age of, I wasn't even three. I was just about to turn three. I started dancing. So I danced from the age of three all the way up to 15, 16. But within that, I went to musical theatre coaching. All of this was up in Manchester, where I'm from. And private acting lessons, singing lessons, just did it all, really. My poor mum and dad were skint all the time. They had to drive around the country watching me compete in dance competitions.
Because it's hard on the parents. I don't think people realise, because my son did acting and modelling when he was really little.
Yeah.
I used to drive everywhere. I was like, I know he's now in drama school and arts ed and it paid off, but... That the time and effort, parents. I mean, I'm not saying I want a pat on the back, but
need a pat on the back, though, because, you know, my parents, they trawled around the country with me. And, you know, it's like anything, like taking your kids from one hobby to dropping them off at the cinema to picking them up and doing the sleepovers and doing the parties. You know, your life does consume by running around for you, being like that famous quote your parents say is like, "What do you think I am? A taxi service?"
Yes,
you are.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I know.
And it'll carry on until they're about 18 and actually leave the house.
I just can't
it?
Wait for the day that Corey does his driving lessons and passes his test, so he can drive me.
So how long have you got? Three years.
Three years.
And that's if he passes first time.
You've got the best gorgeous because I see you on Instagram and things.
Yeah,
and I go, oh my god, they are just so beautiful.
Yeah, I Rafferty, my youngest, he's difficult. That's for sure.
Can I tell you, they're different. Because my first son was like an angel I could take anywhere. Yeah. I'd be seeing a newborn baby, and I'd say, no, he's fine. He just wouldn't. And that's why he's great doing modelling and filming. My second one was like having a permanently drunk person with it, falling over, running into the road. I was like, where is he now?
It's so true. I always said after having Corey, god, you know, I'm not going to be lucky the second time round. And he had colic. He was allergic to everything. He cried everywhere. He was in accident. I was been in an A&E more times. In my life with him than just ever, and he's just so naughty.
It's funny.
Naughty, and he's obsessed with boobs, so he keeps getting people's boobs out.
Oh gosh,
out now,
that's like my youngest is, yeah, still is.
He's like, boobies. Yeah.
And you did, obviously, back in the day, you had quite a lot of press attention when you were going out with Darren Day.
Yes, that's right.
What was that like at the time?
Hard work.
I can imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I think that kind of really was the starting point of me going, do I really want to be famous?
Was quite traumatic, actually, because he was having quite a tough time. He's obviously, and he's well documented, he had a tough time with drugs.
Yeah,
and,
that's right, he did.
And he had a real struggle. Mm. And you were there, you know, his support and getting, you know, all the press following you all the time.
I was really young, though, you know, I was 20, 21, you know, I was still a baby. At the time, I thought I was like an adult and I'd been through loads, some being in the van since I was 18. I thought, you know, I knew life, but I was a baby and, you know, Darren was in his 30s and there was a big age difference. He was a very, very big drug addict and it was hard. I didn't know what actually the big bad world was like until that part of my life. It was really tough. But obviously you get through it and, you know, everything's lovely now. Yeah. You know?
Are you friendly with him now?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's the father of my child. So, you know, we do get on and, you know, he's in Corey's life. So, you know, that's the most important thing.
Well, I remember him being on the Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember thinking, wow, because he was able to turn it around.
Yeah, and I think it's good if you can speak about it and you can talk about it in the eyes of, like, being a different person. Mm. And, you know, it's good for him that he's done that and he's back on track because he has to be like that for his kids. You know, he's got 3 kids, so it's important for his children that he's sorted himself out. Which,
but
you know,
such
good
a talent,
for him.
Darren Day. I mean, I remember seeing him performing. He's such a talented.
He is a
singer.
Talented lad. Yeah. He is really talented. He can do like over 100 impersonations. It's absolutely amazing.
No, really? I remember.
Yeah. Well, I used to do this thing where I'd be like, "Oh, please prank my mum and dad and pretend to be Mark Owen on the phone or something," and we'd spend hours doing that was immense
because I love that. And do you think your son's going to take after you and him in the
show? He really wants to. Yeah, he really does. He's got very funny bones, Corey has. Not the best of singers, but
that shouldn't stop anyone these days.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I was even in a musical.
Yeah,
that bit. Yeah, I know. How did that happen?
But yeah, he wants to go into the acting world. He's got irony from being born. He's been really funny, and he's got this love for acting. He is, you know, he just studies movies. He loves comedy. He's absolutely in love with it. So if he doesn't go into that, I'd be very surprised.
But how old is he now?
He'll be 15 this December.
That's unbelievable.
So, yeah, I know.
It's unbelievable.
Taller than me, you know.
You don't look old enough to have a child at 15.
Thanks.
That's
stop it.
No, you still look like a baby. That's what
I've just been to the faith doctor today.
Got it.
Can I have an appointment?
You don't need it either. You're looking great at the minute, Cuddy.
You're looking fantastic.
What, on no sleep? Thank you. Whatever station I should remember I was doing this morning at 4:30. I didn't go back to sleep. Blue swimming of robots. But yeah, it's hard to just, you know, stay looking so fresh and young. So you've got your wonderful business, haven't you? Now you're like a businesswoman, aren't you?
Yeah, I do love it. I've got a business called Born Media Group, and we do events, production, a little bit of artist management, and my partner as well looks after the sports division. So yes, we've got it's quite a little empire I'm trying to build. I love it. I absolutely love it. You know, we've got some fantastic offices. Hayley, who's in the room here next to me, who's doing our social gorgeous. Media. It's just fantastic. I absolutely love doing it. And we do a lot of work with a fantastic cause called Children with Cancer UK. So we're putting on a string of shows called Bravery to the Bell, and we have Fleur East headlining.
Oh, love Fleur.
Oh, we have X, Mark Spellman, who is on the bill, and he's going to be bringing X along to do the run-up of Britain's Got Talent. We've got Joe McKeldry, we've got Flawless.
Awesome.
Oh, I'd love to come to
yeah,
this.
Yeah, come to it.
So, I'd love to
come
to
we've
this.
Got the shows in Nottingham, Birmingham, Liverpool, Manchester, and Croydon.
It's incredible, because what I love about you, Suzanne, I've been to one of your events, you do so much for charity, and I just think, I wish more celebrities would do that, because you are so wonderful and so sweet, and everyone loves you. I've never heard a bad word said about you, honestly.
You should speak to my husband. I
think he's awesome. Darren Day's ringing. But it's so wonderful, Suzanne. Well, we wish you so much luck. And,
thank you.
But I do miss the old tracks.
Will we ever see a one-off Hearsay performance?
Do you know, I actually would love to do it. I would love to get together.
Well, Steps have done it. They've all done it.
Spice Girls. They've all done it. But I just really feel like I would put my son through hell whilst he's in this kind of teenage, like year 10 of school, like me dancing around sinking Pure and Simple. I'm not sure how he's going to handle it.
I mean, were there any of those videos you used to look back and cringe, God, or were there any of your favourites that you think, actually, I don't look bad there?
There's so much. Even in the middle of the night, I'll wake up going, no, I didn't do that. Oh, God, yeah, I did. Yeah. But it is a part of my history, and it's
lovely. Don't think you look any different, though. I mean, I know Kim and Miley look a bit different. You don't look any different.
Thank you. But I think it was the dress sense. I do think we needed, you know, the fashion police on us a lot. Because
that was just the time,
we look like bastards.
It?
Come on.
I do remember one where I won't say. But
go on, you can say it, Lizzie.
No, I just
you
remember
can.
Miley having these flared, tight black trousers with flares. I mean, I don't know what, but I had the same outfit.
Was wearing it. Yeah, those big cargo trousers.
Yeah,
you know those parachute pants.
They're coming back. Guys.
What do you mean?
No, they are. They're coming back.
Yeah.
Because you're bringing them back.
Yeah, because I'm going to be wearing them.
I ain't wearing them, Stevie.
Well, Suzanne, thank you so much for coming
on. Thank you. And can we play, please, for old time's sake, one of your old
Let's play a bit of Pure and Simple.
Yeah! Thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you.
And a love like this is hard to find.
Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Lang on FUBAR Radio.
I never came to the beach, I stood by the ocean. I never sat by the shore under the sun with my feet in the sand, but you brought me here, and I'm happy that you did, 'cause now I'm as free as birds catching the wind. I always thought I would sing, so I never swam. I never went boating, don't get how they are floating. And sometimes I get so scared of what I can't understand. But here I am, next to you. The sky is more blue in my. As we're walking, I'd spend the rest of my life just standing here talking. You explain the current as I just smile, hoping that you'll stay the same and nothing will change, and it'll be us just for a while. Do they even exist? When I make a wish, just run away with the fish. Is it supposed to be this high all summer long? I never would have believed you if 3 years ago you told me I'd be here writing this song. But here I am, next to you. Sky so blue in Malibu, next to you in Malibu, next to you.
We are back, and with our next guest straight in the studio. Usually we'd have a little break, wouldn't we? You've got a mouthful of chocolate,
Candy.
It's the very gorgeous Tina from Love Island Series 2.
Series 2.
So you were in with my friend Sarah Holland.
I was, yes. I actually knew her before I went in. She was the only one I knew slightly.
How did you know her?
So one of my friends who I grew up with goes to Barbados with her. So she was like my, like a little bit, you know, when you go in, then I was like, oh my God, who am I going to be friends with? Then I saw her and I was like, straight to.
And then were you upset when she was told she had to go?
Yeah, obviously it was really sad for her and I felt really sorry for her. Meaning the GB thing? Or
yeah,
mean
with her
both
crown.
Things, yeah, and the mum, I think, and it was just, I mean, it's really sad. I felt really bad for her. She didn't have a good week.
I remember
really
standing crying, telling you all.
I know. Literally broke down. I stood there and I was just like, oh my God, it's just the worst thing as well, especially not knowing what's going on outside and having to go through all of that. And it's just, I mean, I couldn't even imagine.
What do you make of what's happened with Love Island now? Because it's obviously it's become bigger and bigger every year, hasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, I mean, it's just massively growing.
Yeah, yeah. Now the it starts on Monday, and the figures for the opener were 3.3 million, which is huge.
Is that the biggest?
Biggest opener, yeah. Biggest for the opener. And it's now getting more than, like, that's like comparable to what the X Factor's getting.
Like, I know, it's nuts.
Like insane. What do you make of what it's become from when you did it? Even just what, 3 years ago?
Yeah, I know, but it feels like ages ago now, especially because of all the hype that comes every year with it. So it's like the next year, I'm like, wow, it's still going. It feels like years ago since I've been in that. But yeah, no, I mean, it's like, it's a good show, it's fun, and I had a most amazing experience on there. So, like, I'm happy it's, you know, still doing well, and the people seem really nice who are going on there. And it's, so, I mean, yeah, I'm glad.
How was your aftercare, though? Were the producers worried about you when you were out?
Never spoke to you again, basically.
Suddenly get that instant fame that doesn't always last?
Yeah, and of course, and I think it's hard for anyone, but I think, you know, you yourself have to realise what you're getting yourself into, you know. And I think, and the show do tell you that they're there, but also it is your life. They can't constantly, you know, be there for every single person and keep calling you, you know. But if you need them, you can call them and they will be there for you. So
yeah, I think that's probably because when does it end otherwise, isn't it? I mean, you can't call them 10 years later and say I was really affected by that, because it could have been affected by many other things that
happened
in your life.
I mean, they could maybe, you know, make it more clear, but I mean,
I think they're trying, aren't they?
Yeah, and that's good. And you know, they give you a call, you know, whenever something goes, when something happens, I do get a phone call from them checking that I'm okay, and you know, which
that's
and still now, like, which is really good.
Really? After 3 years later,
yeah, after
that's
the whole
good.
Mic thing happened recently, you know, I got a phone call from them, and they asked if I was like okay, and how I was handling everything.
Wow. And you're like, yeah, fine, babe.
Yeah, I was like, I'm okay.
Yeah, get me on again.
But I did
think actually it was good, and I'm sure you shed a tear with the tribute to who's my old pal Mike.
And
I think that was a really good thing to do.
Yeah. But, and Sophie as well.
And Sophie, of course. Yeah, but it just shows what reality show. You know, you just don't know when you go in how it is going to actually affect you.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you don't know. And it's like, you think you could be strong enough to do it, but you might not be. And it's like, you know, it's a shock. I mean, you go in there and you're like, oh, it's going to be fine when I come out. The moment you come out, you're like, whoa, like, what's going on? Why are people, like, asking me for a picture? Like, what the hell?
I'm
no one. Like, I don't understand.
And what's it been like for you since?
I mean, I've kind of cooled off a lot now, and I've kind of just kind of been trying to do my own thing. But yeah, it's been good. Like, you know, I still get work. But yeah, just trying to.
Did you want to stay in television, or did you think after that experience, I want to do something totally different?
I kind of want to stay in the same industry, like the same sort of thing. But I'm kind of now into fashion, so I wouldn't mind doing anything like presenting wise or TV. I wouldn't say no to maybe like a certain show, but like, I'm not like, there's not nothing specific that I would say, oh, I want to go on that, or I want to keep doing TV.
The problem is that there's so few jobs these days, isn't there, for like to actually earn money and make a living out of. So it is always good to have other things that you can do. So explain to me about what the fashion stuff you're doing.
So I am starting a bikini line.
Did you say bikinis?
Yeah, bikinis.
Lizzie's speciality.
Very bummy bikinis as well. So.
I like this.
So they're basically just swimwear, which are want to accentuate the women's bodies. So, you know, cut in on the waistline, big butts. So obviously, you know,
that's the thing now, isn't it?
I'm a big butt. Yep. So so they are meant to, like, you know, they cut perfectly. Hopefully.
What's the brand name?
It's called Ocean Dreams.
And
because it's all about dreaming of a better ocean, so a lot of it is giving money to ocean charities.
I'm all up for that.
Yeah, and saving, you know, and just doing, and then do, like, I know, videos and go to different places to clean up the different oceans. And, you know, I'm basically basing the whole thing on charity in the oceans.
Since I was in the Philippines. I was in the Philippines two, 3 weeks ago.
No one likes to show off.
And anyway, that's the end of my story. They're doing so many amazing things with plastic, trying to get rid of plastic. And I've since I've been back, I've been really trying to cut back on my plastic use. But you do start to realise that there's actually some things you can't.
I mean, that's what I
have
I mean.
To, if you buy shampoo, you have to buy it in a plastic bottle.
But
you don't have
a
choice.
I think it's not, you can't really stop plastic, using plastic overall. Like, it's basically impossible. But I mean, it's just how you reduce it, you know. So, like, say for example, you know, I just bought a water bottle, but I would use this same water bottle. It's not buying a plastic water bottle every single day.
Exactly,
you know,
it's
just
reusing, or just
so just keep filling up. There's no need to keep buying and buying and buying plastic water bottles.
Yeah. It's lovely. I was at a hotel last night, Kettner's. I'm going to name them because it was so good.
It's so nice.
And they were so good. And they don't do plastic. their water was in even the cans. And I just said thank you because it was making such a difference. We don't need that. I hate plastic.
But the thing is, it's not even our fault so much as the supermarkets. You know, if the supermarkets cut it down, then because everything is plastic is in everything. It's in even in like, I don't know, like, you know, if you want veg, it's in plastic. If you want meat, it's in plastic. And it's even unnecessary plastic.
Yeah, exactly. So we don't need it. Yeah. But thank you, Katniss.
Yeah,
it was great. I didn't use the bed very much because I had to be up so bloody early.
Then they've got all the nice cow sheds in the bathroom as well. It's the best.
Oh, yeah, gorgeous.
Yeah, all of the cow sheds.
Not saying. Don't say.
Have you stolen something?
But I had to today. Look.
You know, you get charged for it.
You're stolen. You're never going to ban you, Candy.
I had no green. I had to. Anyway, sorry.
I've been in the back of your car. There's plenty of stuff in there.
No, I've got another one today.
Oh, okay.
So, looking back, you actually pleased you did Love Island?
Yeah, I think for me it was... I used to be quite shy, but, you know, have confidence in certain ways, and I just needed to build my confidence up.
Yeah.
And I think taking me completely out of my comfort zone and doing something so incredibly daunting, it just, I mean, it could have gone one way or the other, to be honest, but I think for me, it just kind of grew me up as a person, to be someone that was more confident and just able to do things that I probably wouldn't have been able to do before.
But what advice would you give to those that are in there now? Is there something you think, God, this, I would have wished I'd known this before I went in?
I think just like be prepared and kind of like take it step by step and just don't look at the big picture and don't let it daunt you and just kind of slowly, slowly do what you can handle. You don't have, there's a lot of things you can't do, and social media is, you know, as you probably know, it's can be so stressful. Like, I have to take like days off social media. Like, I do, like, what did I call it the other day? It's like complete social media break anyway. Like, and just like a week and just stop, because, and then you can get your head back and you can focus back and you just, because it's so much and it's just so much pressure to constantly be like on it or posting, and you know, you don't even realise.
I mean, would you have said to Zara Holland not to do that under the covers that night?
I mean, maybe, but
I don't think that would ever leave her, but, the face.
No, probably not.
You can't take it back, can you?
Did you have any of those scenes that when you were in?
No, I was a good girl. Yay.
It makes such as, you know, it's good when you look back.
My mum's watching this. My nan's watching this.
Yeah, that was the whole thing. My mum literally said to me, Tina, if you do anything like that, I swear you will be just disowned. I was like, remember, we are watching. And I was like, okay.
No problem. Thank God
for me, I didn't like anyone. So it made my life a whole lot easier.
Was there a close encounter? Or
I did a cheeky kiss once. Yeah. And that was it. So
I think that's the best way to do it with Love Island. But keep people guessing so you stay in as long as possible.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, maybe I like you, maybe I don't.
Have you watched any of this series?
I have. I've watched the first couple episodes.
Okay, I only saw the first one. Yeah,
I want to know who your favourites are and who you like.
I don't know. I don't know them yet. You know, as time goes on, I'll get to know them.
There are some playing games, though. You know, I just think
everyone's already loving Curtis, aren't they? Who's AJ?
He's the ballroom dancer, right?
Yeah,
I was just about to dance.
But he's coming across very attentive and very
He seems
down
really
to
nice.
Earth.
He's the brother of AJ.
Oh, he's the brother.
Yeah.
No, he seems really sweet.
Yeah, but it's hard to tell at the minute. Mm.
Good looking family.
Happen? Yeah, they are a good looking family.
Yeah.
But I just wonder how much is real, how much is acting.
I mean, the thing is, I think it's quite hard to act in that. I don't know how people do it. I mean, I just could never, because it's like you're in there the whole time, and you kind of you lose touch, obviously, with the whole outside world. So it's knowing, like, when you're in there, you can't try and play a game, because, some people probably can, but I don't know, because it's your everyday life. Mm. It's like you're pretending to be someone every moment of every day.
Mm. But now people know that they're going in and they're probably going to be able to make something, even if it's just for a couple of months, they're going to be able to make something out of themselves. Whereas when you guys did in the first two series, it wasn't necessarily a guarantee.
We had no idea when we came out. It was like, what?
Exactly. Like, it was...
It's just nuts.
Yeah. Whereas now they do know, and I think that probably does mean that before they're going in, they're thinking, right, I'm going to do this and this to keep myself in as long as possible, or, you know what I mean, make as much of a
course.
Fuss
and I think when it's like, you know, when you realise there's a recoupling coming, you're like, crap, who do I swear? Like, you know, who am I going to go for, what am I going to do, you know, like, it's just kind of, I don't know, then I suppose that's when the games really happen. Mm-hmm. Or you just lead someone on, but suppose that happens in everyday life anyway. So
yeah, yeah, that's good. No, no
tell
difference.
Me about it.
And you have a boyfriend now?
I do, I do.
How long have you been together?
We have just hit our year.
Wow, actually. Impressive. Yeah, well, that is impressive.
I think we're year in 3 weeks. So
okay, well done.
I'm doing well. But he's
and
actually
did he,
just
did
moved.
He know you? When he met you, did he say, you're the girl from Love Island?
No, do you know what? This is actually, he didn't realise. He'd watched it a bit because someone was like, oh, watch it, watch it. So he watched it and he thought, he was like, oh, who's that girl trying to be posh? Or something like that. Like pretending to be posh.
So
I was like, what? And then he met me and he was like, oh my God. And then only after like way in did he realise, he was like, oh my God, that was you. I was like, I'm so offended.
That is so good.
Like,
well, and you know,
pretending to be posh.
I'm
pretending
to be posh. I'm not like posh posh, but he was like saying she's from Chelsea. I'm like,
yeah,
because
you did Made in Chelsea, didn't you, as well?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
What was that experience like?
I think it's very different to Love Island, you know, because uh-huh. It's, well, it's not as intense. I mean, it's obviously still really intense. There's a lot of drama that goes down, but it's more drama in a short space of time, or not rather than prolonged.
Yeah, and you're filming scenes rather than like living a life in a villa first.
Exactly,
yeah.
And you can call your mum afterwards. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did like this.
I had a really bad day.
But can I ask you, is it stage? I mean, we have so many from Made in Chelsea. They give us different answers, to be honest. Hmm. And I just wondered, is it stage? Is it set up? Do you have to pretend to be in? Are you allowed a boyfriend if he's not in the show?
Yeah, you're allowed to kind of, you know, have a boyfriend and stuff. I don't know if that, I mean, it may affect how much you, you know, film or whatever, but they wouldn't stop. Like, it's not staged. Like, obviously, it's scripted reality, which is what everyone knows, right? That's like but you know, so it's kind of obvious, but everything does actually happen. So everything you're doing is happening.
Yeah, it's not like a soap where it's like you're turning on a character.
Yeah, exactly. You're not turning on a character. You know, everything that's going on. The fights are real. I can tell you that. Oh, I've experienced them.
But it has, in recent years, kind of Made in Chelsea's made a bit of a dart. It's not getting the kind of numbers that it used to.
Mm.
What do you think they could do to kind of bring it back?
I don't really know. I think, you know, Chelsea's been on for a long time.
Yeah, it has.
So, and sometimes they do just, you know, but I think people still do watch them. And
oh, yeah,
you know,
definitely.
It's a bit, well, I mean, it was huge. I mean, remember when Meghan Markle, she was kind of hanging around with Holly and wanted to be kind of in that show.
Yeah, yeah, remember that you leaked that story, didn't you?
Well, no, I didn't leak it. I just said, I didn't leak it, actually. They already had it.
You did with the mail.
No, they already had that. And
oh,
I just
did
said
they?
They were already, she was friends with
Millie McIntyre.
Yeah. So I haven't had much sleep. Millie McIntyre and some of the others. She's like, McIntosh. What am I saying?
McIntyre. Michael McIntyre.
Sorry, I have had 2 hours sleep, folks. I'm doing well. I nearly fainted. That's why I'm eating chocolate. But, you know, she was hanging around with those.
Yeah,
bunch.
She was. Yeah.
Quite a bit. And
yeah,
it was
I think
the
Millie's
show
quite well
one
connected. She's always without.
Yeah,
you know.
To be fair.
And did you like her? Did you?
I don't really know her very well. Yeah. I think I've seen her at a few days, maybe a little wave, a little hello, but not really. I don't really know because I wasn't obviously on it when they all were on it.
Yeah, that was a bit. That was 3 or 4 years.
Four years ago. Yeah. But I mean, it was one of the most. You know, it was a big hit.
Mm.
I don't know. Is it still got the viewing figures now?
Definitely not what it had, but it is still on.
But
and people
I think
do
it's also it's hard
it.
Because you know something like Love Island is every day. You build a relationship with the show. You know, you're watching everyone every day. You start to like people. You start to love people. You know. And or hate people, and with Chelsea it's every week, so it's more split up and it's obviously like further in time, so it's at a different time, so it's hard for people to keep a relationship. Maybe that's like why it's not, I mean, it's compared to Love Island, you know, it's because it's every
instant.
But a lot
and
of big stars
yeah.
have left Made in Chelsea, haven't they?
Yes.
Sam and
yeah.
And who's Sam dating now? Sam's dating someone.
Thompson.
Yes.
Tara McDermott.
I can't think.
Zara McDermott.
Zara. Yeah,
is
Zara, yeah.
Oh, I did read that.
Zara, you're telling me I can't remember.
Yeah.
Zara, yeah.
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 Go on. He gets around.
It all gets a bit incestuous, doesn't it?
It does.
Everyone knows everyone and blah,
does
blah,
it.
Blah.
Yeah. Well, that's Chelsea for you. That's
yeah, that
not even just
true.
The show, that's
and,
the area.
And Love Island.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for coming in.
No, thank you.
Really appreciate having you in.
Yeah, you're such a pretty, lovely gal. And
oh,
you're
thank
so
you.
Lovely. And wish you luck in your lovely love life. He's out of the business, though. He's not in the business.
Well, he's moved to bloody South Korea.
That's a bit of a nightmare.
For 3 months. But so I'm going to see him tomorrow, actually. So I'm really excited.
You're flying South Korea
I
tomorrow.
Am.
Oh, my
yes.
God, I'm so jealous. I really want to go.
Good luck. That's a long old flight, darling.
11 hours.
I know what to read.
What?
Da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, yes.
On the flight. Sorry.
Always the flight. The red carpet.
Yes, good book. Get it. Now, darlings, I've had a wonderful show. I'm sorry.
You really have to get out of here.
I have hardly had any sleep, but I've loved every minute.
It's been a fabulous show. Thanks for coming on, Lizzie. And good luck with your meeting this evening.
Yeah, I've got a very big meeting. Meeting of hearts and minds together.
Shall we play a bit of Kylie's Play Us Out?
Oh, please. It's my fave.
Until next week. Goodbye.
See you next week, guys.
was tired of running out of luck, thinking about giving up. Didn't know what to do. Then there was you. And everything went from wrong to right, and the stars came out and filled up the sky. The music you were playing really blew my mind. It was love at first sight. 'Cause baby, when I heard you were in love first time, I knew we were meant to be as one. To be as one. Baby, when I heard you were in love first time, I knew we were meant to be as
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.